This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carver High's a legend. He's running it. We're in the Quicken Loans studios. National Mortgage Lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply. Understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Go on PharrellOnABench.com every single day and make money. Did you like that one? That was like in 7 seconds. That one just topped all of them, didn't it, Carver? Because I get 15. I got it done in about 7.
Yeah.
I think it was closer to 4?
Closer to 7.
All right, thanks. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everybody. Here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle, boat, RV? You get it all at geico.com. All right, let me ask you, Carver High and Bocce Ball in here. James Bocce Ball, his first show with Pharrell on the bench. What did you think of doing the show tonight? Have you ever had that much chaos in 3 hours in your life? Because the phones have been packed all night. We've had crazy guests, everything craziness. What did you think? Did you have fun?
Yeah, honestly, it's going by so quick. It's been a blast, man.
Yeah, it's better than sitting out in that cubicle, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Where are you? You grew up in Long Island. What? Who are your teams?
So I'm big Rangers, Nets, Giants, and Rangers, Nets, Giants. Why am I missing it?
Baseball. Who do you like?
The Mets.
All right. So the Nets. Why did you start liking the Nets? Because I like them too.
I've always liked basketball, but I kind of started following NBA like kind of regularly when I started getting towards the end of high school.
Right.
And when I was younger, I liked Dirk Nowitzki. He was one of my favorite players, so I kind of was like watching the Mavericks a little bit.
Right.
Never really had much allegiance to any local team. And then when I really started following him more and getting really heavily into it, I don't know, I just started watching the Nets.
Yeah.
I really like Brook Lopez. I was a big Brook Lopez guy.
I like both of them. The Knicks I've suffered with for 20 years. How about tonight? Did you see me tweet? I'm like watching. I've had more fun in a dentist chair than watching the Knicks play ball. And then they end up coming back from like 30 down to win in overtime tonight. It always happens. If you make some smart-ass comment on Twitter about a team in like the first half or first quarter of a game, and then you think you got it all figured out early in the game, they'll always come back to win the game. It happens every time. I like the Nets, too. Did you like the deal they gave Spencer Dinwiddie, $34 million to keep him a Net? I think they're headed in the right direction. I actually believe that Kenny Atkinson is doing a hell of a job coaching the Nets, and I think Fizdale's doing a good job, believe it or not, with the Knicks as well.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with both. I like Kenny Atkinson. I know a lot of people are kind of get on his rotations and how he allocates his minutes a lot, but he's been doing a lot better lately. He's given this rookie Crooks a lot of minutes, who's putting up big time for us. I'm a big believer in Sean Marks, so as long as he's around, I think they're on the right track.
Yeah, I like him too. I think they're doing a good job. So it's good having you on the show tonight, and let me ask you lastly, I want to ask both of you, Bocce Ball, what are you looking for Christmas? Is there any special thing that you're looking for on Christmas? And don't tell me goodwill and peace on earth and all of that nonsense, because we want that anyway. That's inevitable, that we want greatness for everyone. But what do you want? Because I just want to tell you what I want is, because I don't want a lot. I want new basketball socks. So, like, people are like, what do you want for all? Because I always get new basketball shoes, really good ones, LeBrons, whatever, very expensive. These are the things I don't really, ask for or need. I have 50 pairs of basketball shoes, but it's the socks. I go through socks like you go through underwear and toilet paper. I need basketball socks. When I have to reach in the drawer and there's no socks for me to play basketball because they're like all piled up and dirty in the basement, they haven't been washed, that's a problem for me. So what I want is like NBA players. I want 500 million pairs of basketball socks so I never run out of socks. And I want clean new socks always on my, mangled, injured, plantar fascia, broken feet. I like fresh new socks. I want socks for Christmas, Carver High. What do you want, Bocce Ball?
So you're not a believer of the lucky socks or anything like that?
No lucky socks. I just want socks. I need as many socks as possible. White Nike socks. That's all I want. And I wear them every night of my life. You see me in them. I got a pair on right now. I got Nike socks on every night of my life. They're right there, and I need a new pair. You see that? I need as many pairs of the Nike socks I can get my hands on. That's all I want for Christmas.
I hope he's good to you this year.
Thank you. What do you want, Bocce, for Christmas?
Actually, believe it or not, I had a pair of sneakers on my Christmas list as well. I could definitely use a new pair of basketball shoes.
Which ones do you want, the basketball shoes?
I don't really have anything picked out yet. I just had a pair of sneakers. I got to go to the store, kind of try them on,
like,
feel them out.
That sounds like a Skechers situation there, Carver High, for me.
A little bit.
Little Skechery. What's next? He's going to say he wants a pair of Keds. You remember Keds? Have you ever heard of Keds?
Yes, those are the little
right. Those are like sneakers. They were like the kids' sneakers.
Right.
What do you want for Christmas, Carver High, besides a keg of beer and a plate of cheese?
I don't know. Probably just some sleep. It would be just fine by me.
Sleep would be good?
Yeah.
Do you anticipate that you'll get any sleep over the holidays?
I sure hope so, considering my wife's also off the whole week.
Have you ever noticed when you want sleep and then you finally get it, you can't sleep?
No, that I don't notice that.
You don't have that problem?
I'm so tired by the time I actually get to sleep that I fall asleep.
So you're actually, that's what you want is sleep for Christmas.
I'd like to sleep a little bit. That would be nice.
Because you sleep 3 hours a day.
Correct.
And that's it.
That's all I can afford.
Do you think that has taken a toll on your health?
It has.
It's a mess.
Pretty much.
And then what does Hot Nicole and Princess Olivia want for Christmas?
Princess Olivia is getting plenty. So, well, me and Hot Nicole are still in that kind of stage where, you know, we just bought the house last year, so it's kind of tough for us to go be buying each other
tons of gifts.
Tons of gifts, so, because we bought each other a house.
So it's more about
year,
the kid.
So. Yeah, and our daughter's just turned two, so she's into the whole getting her a whole bunch of stuff.
Now, what about having to get gifts for everyone else in your family that you don't want to get gifts for?
I mean, it's pretty – the hardest person, honestly, to shop for is, like, you know, my father doesn't want anything, obviously, except a bottle of, you know, Jack Daniels.
Right.
So, I mean, that's a
– So I'm glad that we didn't do gifts this Christmas as a staff, because usually all I get you is alcohol.
Yeah, that's
– It's gotten old.
And I don't mind that, but that's – but it is what it is.
The whole gift-giving thing has gotten ridiculous. It's like zany radio bits.
Pretty much.
All right. There you go. This is the last hour of the year for me. The last show, the final supper, that's it. I'll be back on January 1st, allegedly. That's the plan, anyway. We'll all be here. You'll be here that night, Carver High, Jan 1?
I will.
All right. So, and then you're off next Friday forward.
Yes, next week I'm here Monday through Thursday.
And Mafia's here the whole week.
I believe so.
And then Mafia will be here on Christmas night, which is a Tuesday.
I have no idea.
It is. Christmas is on a Tuesday, the 25th. He'll be hosting the show, Mafia hosting, on Christmas night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 8 to 1 a.m. And then did you see that down the road that my buddy JT will be on the network?
I did not know that. When's that happening?
I think... I don't know. Maybe next. I think it's next Friday and Saturday night for Zach.
All right, good.
So I'm not positive of the dates, but I think it is. JT the Brick, my buddy from Fox Sports Radio, he's now going to do shows here, which I'm happy to say.
Plenty of voices you'll
I'm
hear.
I'm a fan of JT's. JT's a great guy. Did you ever meet him in Vegas with me? Did you ever get
I
to meet him?
I think we met him that night they were doing their show when we went to do
That's
ours
right.
at the... Mayweather
out in
Mayweather,
the tent.
McGregor fight.
That was in the parking lot where that horrible event happened by
yes,
the Mandalay Bay.
In that same parking lot.
Same parking lot where the concert went down. That's where we had the Mayweather
about,
press.
About a month and a half before it happened.
Right. Just terrible. Terrible what happened there. By the way, we'll be in Vegas at the D Casino for the Super Bowl. You looking forward to that, Carver High? You been doing your calisthenics?
Ready to go. Let's
All right.
There.
We'll be in Vegas the week of January 27th doing five live shows at the D View Bar, second floor of the D Casino down on Fremont Street in beautiful downtown. All right. I think that covers everything, right? Oh, by the way, Pharrell on the Bets will be on every Tuesday through Sunday while I'm out. So I'm out 2 weeks. It'll be on every day, Tuesday through Sunday, six shows per week. I have no idea why I'm doing that. I mean, like doing the shows when I'm out. I think when I'm on vacation from this show, I shouldn't do that show. I'm starting to feel that way about my life, that predicament. But as of now, I'm doing the show every day. And I don't plan on not doing it, so it was just a thought. You know, like, can you imagine if I was in the Caribbean or something, Carver High, and I had to still do that show, like, in my hotel suite? That'd be a problem.
Yeah, I think you a week like that, you wouldn't be doing the show.
Probably not. All right, this is the last show. Are you sad, Carver High? Do you feel happy, sad, or indifferent? You're just like, I just want the night to end so I can go home for the weekend. Shut up, Pharrell.
No, you know what it is? We're at that time of the year where I'm obviously looking forward to... a couple days off. So
here's a guy asking a question. Mark Miro writes, just a question. What Ramones song plays during the show at the commercial breaks? I hear it every night. Can't figure it out. Is there a Ramone show you're playing?
There might be. I you know.
Just know that I'm good friends with Marky Ramone, and I've known him forever. And I think his brother died. But I've always liked the Ramones. Good guy. Marky Ramone, I always loved him. All right, here we go. James in D.C., you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks, Pharrell.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to say I agree totally 100% with you with the LeBron James thing. You know, you're always right, you know, most of the time. I don't know what these other people be watching in basketball. And one thing I wanted to say to Carver, you know, he put UCF up here and ranked them number 6, and they keep throwing these SEC teams at them in these bowl games, and they keep beating them. So I think they have a legitimate gripe, you know, and that's all I wanted to say, man. You know, I would feel the same way they feel if I'm keep beating these SEC top teams in these bowl games, but we can't never get in the playoffs.
James, to be fair here, you know, it's one. First of all, they did it last year. They have to do it again. They've only done it once. They beat Auburn. That was it. So they still got to do another one. And secondly, you know, they had the report this week where Florida offered them to play a 2-for-1. You know, they're always complaining that nobody wants to play them. Florida, Mullen sat out there at his press conference today and said, you know, I'm pretty sure we offered UCF to play us. 3 games, 2 at our place, 1 at theirs, which would be a huge get for UCF. How big would that be for them to get the Gators to come and play at their building?
But they didn't like the 2 to there.
Well, that's too bad. You play in that conference, and they play in the SEC. So instead of crying and moaning and bitching,
go do it.
Go play them 3 times. Who cares if twice you got to go to Gainesville?
Yeah, go play
them.
You're
a big bad UCF program.
Yeah, you're
you want to hang those national banners?
National champs, right?
Go win at Florida then.
Yeah, let's see you do that. Brad in South Carolina. Brad.
Yeah.
You're on.
All right. I didn't know. Okay. Hey, baby. Hey, Pharrell, Bobby, I love y'all. I listen to you every night.
My
I
man,
love you, man.
My man.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yep.
What I want to say is, do you think that the Cowboys have got a chance since they beat the Redskins and they beat the Saints in that little week, they, you know, Thanksgiving week there, and they beat both of them? You think they got a chance to make it up?
I think they are going to the playoffs, and I think they'll lose. I think they're playing really good football, though, so their defense is tough. I think, you know, I like what Zeke's doing. I like what Amari's doing. I think Dak's playing within himself. But I actually think on the road that they will be beaten. I think they play their best football at Jerry's World, their best defense, their best lives, all of that, living the best life. On the road, I'm not going to trust them as much. Let's see them win the game at Indianapolis. You know what I mean? Let's see them go to Indy and win that game on the road against the Colts. So that'll show me a lot. And it's not like I don't think they can win on the road. I just do you think I'm wrong, Carver High? Do you think they're going to win on the road in the playoffs?
I think it depends on, you know, going to L.A. or New Orleans. I think they could win in L.A.
All right, we're going to keep taking your calls. Nick in Boston.
Hello. I just want to say, Uncle Fratelli, thank you for the pick on the Chargers.
Yep.
And the over, that was a hit for me.
Sweet.
Thank you very much.
Sweet.
And I just want to know, why has the NCAA made Notre Dame join a conference yet? Because I'm sick and tired of their fans telling me they're the greatest and they're the best when they don't even play a conference championship.
I mean, Carver High, what do you have to say about Nick's problem?
Why does playing a conference championship matter? Well, who cares?
Look what that gets you.
What does that get you? It gets you, you know, why is
they
all of a
they're
sudden,
not in a conference and they went 12-0, they're playing in the playoffs.
They play, you know, teams from every conference just about. You know, every year they play USC and Stanford from the Pac-12, who are normally the two best teams in the Pac-12.
Right.
Most years. They play 6 ACC games now every year. They're sprinkling Michigan back in, thankfully. They play tough games. I get they play Navy every year. Navy, before the last 2 years, had good teams. They traveled all over the country for the second half this year.
Right.
They went to San Diego, to New York, to Chicago. They went all over the place traveling.
Nothing's,
I don't see anybody else
good
doing
enough.
That.
Nothing's good enough. Played the Syracuse at Yankee Stadium. It doesn't matter. They could play Alabama every week for 13 weeks, and people would complain Notre Dame's got an easy schedule.
If you look at what they were playing this year before the year, before we knew that all these teams were going to suck, if you looked at their schedule and saw, wow, look at Notre Dame this year. They're playing Michigan, Va Tech, USC, Florida State, Stanford. I'm missing somebody else good that was terrible this year. But they played a bunch of teams that are normally brands of college football. And unfortunately for Notre Dame, they all sucked this year.
Who was it, Va Tech?
It didn't help them. Well, they played Va Tech. Va Tech was horrible. USC had a bad year. Florida
right.
State had a bad year.
That's not their problem.
I mean, Michigan had a good team. They
all
beat
those
Michigan.
All those teams are supposed to be good.
Well,
always.
Exactly. And it's not Notre Dame's fault that they sucked this year.
That's right. All right, 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So, Zach Martin of the Cowboys ruled out against the Colts. That'll be a little bit of a problem up front for them. Connor McDavid of the Edmonton Oilers, the ninth player in NHL history to reach the 300-point milestone before celebrating his 22nd birthday. The others to do it, Wayne Gretzky, Sidney Crosby, Mario Lemieux, Jimmy Carson, Pierre Turgeon, Dale Hawerchuk, Steve Yzerman, and Ron Francis. Some heady company there, Carver High.
Big time. We know how good the kid is. You're just going to keep seeing more and more stats like that of him breaking things, being the youngest to do this, youngest to do that.
I hate to say it, but he really is.
By the way, they've been playing a lot better.
Right.
They're like 4 points or 5 points out of first in the Pacific.
Every time I see him skate and play, he reminds me so much of Gretzky when he was young. When Gretzky was 17, 18 years old, when he came up from Indianapolis and he had the speed and the hands. I mean, this kid's the same thing. It's scary, the resemblance.
No, he's legit.
Another story, Carver High always loves me when I'm reporting these. Saturday's Jessica Rose Clark versus Andrea Lee fight has been canceled.
Come on, that's not possible.
Clark was sent to the hospital today. Yeah, due to complications from her weight cut.
No way.
She has since been released, but the fight is canceled.
Not possible.
I don't
believe you.
Have you ever thought maybe the UFC should do something about their whole, making weight thing? And the whole, weight-cutting game that they play with these fighters, risking their lives, a little dangerous, don't you think?
Pretty ridiculous.
It really is. Tail of the tape, Carver High, Canelo Alvarez against Britain's Rocky Fielding tomorrow in New York at Madison Square Garden. How much of a chance does Rocky Fielding have?
My shoes cost more than your house!
That's what Canelo says to him when he
walks
into
the
ring tomorrow.
That sums it up. He's got a 4 or 5 inch reach advantage, and that's the only advantage he has.
Do you think that because Canelo probably knows that he could beat him whenever he wants tomorrow
right.
night? Do you think that because they're trying to get so many people to watch their app
right.
that the guys will tell Canelo, let him hang around for a little while so that people
give him their money's
the
worth?
No, aren't they giving it away for free tomorrow?
It's free.
Like, to get people to download the app? Isn't that the
yes.
whole deal?
Yeah.
So they don't want people to tune in on the app and be done in 10 minutes. They need.
So you don't think we'll have a Buster Douglas situation here tomorrow night that Canelo?
You would think that Canelo's going to beat the guy. I mean.
Right. He wants no part of Danny Jacobs. The Charlo brothers want him.
Well, and
he wants to fight Mayweather.
He wants to fight Mayweather because Mayweather's 100 years old now. That's
right.
why he wants to fight Mayweather, because he knows he might beat him this time.
Do you still think he would beat Mayweather even though he's 41 or whatever?
I don't know, man.
I still don't think he can beat him. I would hate
to doubt Mayweather, but honestly, take out the McGregor fight, which wasn't a real fight. He
right.
hasn't fought a real fight in a long time.
I think he's done. I don't think he's going to fight
again.
Yeah,
I think he is, too.
Here we go. Josh in Wisconsin.
Hey, Farrell. How you doing, man?
Hey, brother.
All right, so I'm going to keep it quick. I worked in news before, so I know you guys have a deadline, but... my original call was because I really feel like Stephen A. and Skip Bayless just say whatever they need to get people riled up because they know it's going to get ratings.
Right.
One thing I will also say is every team the Cowboys have played were considered like to go on to do good things until they lost to the Cowboys. So is it fair to say that they might be like giant killers? Maybe not giant killers. They haven't faced the Chiefs. They haven't faced the Rams. They did face the Saints. But They kill whoever they go against and the Dream. So it's not far-fetched that they might do the same to the Colts. The defense is real, as you just said. Zeke is leading the league in rushing yards.
Right.
The last thing I'm going to say is I'm 27, so I haven't gotten to witness any of the greatness of the Cowboys. They won a Super Bowl when I was, I think, 3 or 4 was the last time.
Right.
But I'm just saying, if this was like the Jaguars and like Fournette was leading the league in rushing and their defense was back on top,
right,
would we not be talking about them differently than we talk about the Cowboys now? That's my only question.
Yeah, I don't really I don't think Jacksonville, I don't think they have anything to do with this. So let's just talk about them in reality. I think they're a good team. I think they can obviously be beaten on the road. I've said this before. They lost at Washington. They lost at Houston. But they have, you know, beaten everybody else. I think, you know, they've been on a nice roll, winning 5 straight. And then, you know, I think that if you look at it, they beat Philly. That was really impressive in Philly. The Atlanta win was by 3 on the road. That was impressive. Beating Washington's no big deal. Beating Atlanta's no big deal, but doing it on the road is a little bit of a big deal. But I think the Falcons have been terrible this year. The Saints win was the one that impressed me. And then to beat Philly again in Dallas, that was good as well. I'm not going to deny they're good. I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl. That's just me. I don't think they have it. I think they have Amari. I think they have Zeke. And I think that against a really good team, let's say in the playoffs, someone's going to figure out you got to stop Zeke and Amari Cooper, and then you beat them. And I don't think their defense is so good that every single week they're going to play like they did against the Saints. I think they could have a bad day because, like, they almost blew the game with Philly, right? So I think they're beatable for sure, but I think they can beat anybody. They can play anybody. They can give anybody a good game. I just think on the road in the playoffs, they'll stub their toe. That's just my guess. And this is not, to me, one of the great Cowboy championship teams that have won Super Bowls. This does not look like a Super Bowl champion to me yet. I mean, I'm talking a couple more pieces. They're right there. They're right on the porch, right? But they're not inside the mansion yet. I think they're up on the front porch stirring lemonade. They're close, but they're not a championship team yet. That's just me. I think they're right near being really good, but I think they're a couple of slips shy of the yacht leaving the moorings.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, so the Patriots looking like the team we love to hate at the perfect time of the season, according to those that think they know. The Steelers are sticking with Boswell, the kicker, after a Kyle Forbath tryout. And the Steelers allegedly know what they have to do on Sunday. Stop Gronk. Good luck with that, too. Steelers have it all figured out, right? Like in all the games they've been losing lately, they've had it all figured out.
So easy. Just stop Gronk. Yeah, what's the big deal?
Piece of cake.
You know, I know he's had a bad year, but, you know, right. Who knows?
So, I just wanted to throw in here, your boy Oscar has challenged Dana to the fight. He wants to fight him. He said 3 rounds, Cinco de Mayo, let's go. You know what'll happen if those two get in a ring, don't you?
Yeah, Oscar will kill him.
That's right.
And that, you know, it's just, that's why this is all stupid.
It's stupid, but I still would love to see it.
I know.
I'd love to see him beat his ass.
Who would like to see
that guy get his ass. Because he thinks he's so tough. That guy thinks he's so tough. He thinks he's such a hard ass because he runs the UFC. Everyone's supposed to be afraid of him. No one's afraid of that fat ass. Calm down. That dude never stops with his mouth. It's so funny how he can dish it out, but he can't take it, can he? It's so funny. Mary Ellen in Virginia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, can I get a Guinness or whatever your last 3 guests were, 3 callers were drinking?
Yeah, they were all hammered.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think they were imbibing earlier than I started.
You should see what I see on my way home on a Friday night from this city, driving, how many drunks I see on a road. If you only knew. Like, I mean, it's like, honestly, like nothing you've ever seen. It's surreal. It's almost like being in a movie or something. Because I'm watching guys just crashing and weaving all over the highways. Tell me you don't see it on the LIE, Carver High.
No, it's everywhere.
It's automatic. It's just unbelievable. The bars break out here at around 2 a.m. in New York City, and everyone on the road is drunk. I mean, like 90% of the cars, everyone's drunk.
Is that what time the bars stop in New York?
I mean, there's some of them go all night, 4 a.m. overnight.
4 a.m. is the New York City.
4 a.m., and then they have these, you know, underground clubs that never close. But all I know is that a lot of people leave the bar scene at, you know, 2, 3 in the morning in New York, and because they think they're going to beat the cops and everything. And they have DUI checkpoints all over the place. They have them a block from my work right here. You leave this place and make a left, and there's one sitting there every week waiting for you, getting on the West Side Highway. So I know where to go. I leave work sober. I don't drink, so I'm here working. But I've been pulled over 20 times.
Well, 2 a.m. is a perfect prime time for pulling over people.
Yeah.
The only reason they're out is they're drinking.
Yeah, drinking and smoking and joking. Anyway, what do you want to say about Notre Dame?
How are Myers going to hold up against Clemson? Are they going to do okay?
I think they're going to do fine. I think they can win the game. I think everybody else thinks it's a given. It's automatic. It's a done deal. That's hilarious to me that everyone thinks that Clemson is just a done deal, that they can't be beaten. I mean, they got beat last year, didn't they? They got beat in the semifinal last year.
Listen, Notre Dame can absolutely win the game. But from my perspective, being a Notre Dame fan and watching them all year, I do believe that Notre Dame is going to have to play their absolute best game that they have played all
year.
No
turnovers.
They need to play mistake-free. They need to move the football.
No
penalties.
They
need to play their best game.
And they need to possess the puck. They got
to
possess the puck. I'm watching hockey as I'm talking about the football. Possess the ball. Have possession. Keep the ball. Keep them on the sideline. Move the ball, move the chains, get first down, score. Score in every quarter. Be in the end zone in every quarter. Or don't let them score, which is almost impossible, obviously. Stopping Clemson from scoring, I think, is impossible. Troy in Texas.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, dude.
Hey, I was just calling to get a second opinion on tomorrow night's game against the Browns and the Broncos.
Yeah, I think...
I need to know, who do you think, or y'all, who do y'all think is going to put up the biggest game, you know what I mean, like, fantasy-wise?
Oh, I don't know, fantasy. Carver High, you tell me in that game, in that particular game, I would say, obviously, Baker Mayfield and Case Keenum will have big games. I'd say Philip Lindsay.
I mean, Troy, who do you got? I mean, who are you looking to play?
Well, are y'all familiar with DraftKings?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to be a smartass. So I was just, you know what I mean?
Right, so
it's the showdown mode.
Oh, I got you.
I'm having a problem picking the captain. And it's a $10 entry fee. I did that one, so I didn't want to just go in there. You know what I mean? Just pick a blind one.
So who do you think, Carver High?
I mean, look, Baker's gonna chuck. I mean, we know that, and I like Nick Chubb too. I think the Browns are gonna win tomorrow night. I like the Browns.
Yeah.
I really do.
I like the Broncos to win that game at home. I think the Broncos have been playing pretty good football, and I'm not saying the Browns haven't been playing good football, but I think they'll lose in the thin air in Denver outside in that game tomorrow night. Dave in Annapolis, Maryland.
Hey, brother, enjoy your time away.
Thank you.
Hey, got a quick question for you, Carver High, and your boy Bocce Ball. You were talking about Kyler Murray last night, whether he should play football or baseball,
and it got
me thinking. If you boys could have one year where you could play on a high level for any of the four major sports leagues, NHL, NFL, Major League, or NBA, and the money would be the same in either league and you would not get injured, if you could have your dream year, where would you play?
I would play in the NBA. That would be my favorite. Carver High, what would you play?
I'd say NHL.
NHL, bocce ball.
Probably be a pitcher in the MLB.
Pitcher in MLB. I think, you know, and if money was an issue, I'd want one of those Supermax deals in the NBA. And then secondly, I would be a pitcher as well because they make the most money and the money's guaranteed. The last one I would do would be the NFL because you can be cut and left with nothing. I think, you know, even the NHL deals are better than that, to be honest with you. That's what I would do. Scott in Baltimore.
Scotty, can I get a round of Scotty Dog shots for the house?
Shots all around. Orange whip, orange whip, orange whip. Three orange whips.
Oh, thank you. Listen, I wanted to let you guys know that I lost my house a few months ago, and I moved into an apartment. And I get off work every night at 10 o'clock, and I can't wait to get home and listen to the show.
Thanks, dude. I'm sorry about your house.
It's no problem. I get all my sports information from you guys. I love the show. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
But the reason I called, I wanted to just appeal to Mr. Bisciotti because I understand he listens to this show. Please do not fire John Harbaugh. This guy is a winner, and he's having a great year this year. He's unusual in that he believes in his players. And, for instance, when he says there is no quarterback controversy in Baltimore, I believe him, and the players believe him, because he's going to go with Jackson. And if Jackson goes down, it's next man up, and he believes.
Yeah, I don't think there's a controversy in Baltimore, and I also don't think he's getting fired, because I think the Ravens are a good football team, great organization. Bisciotti's a great owner, championship team. It is what it is. Flacco, it's the end of the road for Flacco there. It's pretty obvious the writing's on the wall. But I thought their defense was tops in the NFL, and they have battled. They are still in it. They could still win the North. They could still make the playoffs. They are a playoff team if they were to start today. There is no reason to fire him. And I don't think the Steelers are firing Tomlin either. Matt in Houston.
Hey, Scott. Can I get an ice cold Coors Light?
Can we get him a Coors right in there? A little check out.
Hey, brother, it's my first time calling, and you are the man. And I tell you specifically, when I knew you were the man is when you were interviewing Gary Player, and you were even impressing Gary Player on info. And I was like, this guy is the man right here.
So I loved Gary Player. What a great guy he is. Just a phenomenal.
It was your interview. It was unbelievable, man. You know, I had to cut the cord. I'm like the last caller. I had to cut the cord on cable after Hurricane Harvey. And to catch up on bills and all that. And so all right. Get all my sports information, I switched over to sports radio. And, man, y'all blow ESPN out of the water, dude. I mean, it ain't even close.
Well, thanks, you know? Brother. I appreciate it. And what did you want to say about NHL in Houston? You want the NHL to move there from Arizona?
Well, yeah, that's what I was going to tell you. When I was a kid and the Arrows were here, my dad did business with Gordie Howe. And he introduced me to Gordie when I was a kid. When he played for the Arrows. And so what I was kind of hearing is that Phoenix was going to be moved. It's kind of like up in the air, and they're talking about having to move it here to Houston.
Right, I'll believe it when I see it.
But what I wanted to ask you was, if that was the case, could they be the Arrows? And the reason why I say that, man, you're not going to believe this because they weren't an NHL team. But there's a lot of Arrows.
Well, I know it was a great minor league team for sure. And if they did go there, I'm sure they would call in the Arrows. I don't think it's that big of a deal. I'll believe it when I see it. Because I've heard of Phoenix is moving 50 times. They were folding 10 times. They were going under, and they're still there. So I've heard all that. I can take Derek in Tucson.
Hey, Scotty, thank you very much for taking my call. And,
yeah, man.
I'm honored to be able to wish you off a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
And I want to say you deliver winners like Santa Claus delivers presents on Christmas, man. So I thank you very much for keeping me out of the clinics from having to donate plasma from all the winnings that I've been taking this year for your pick.
That's awesome.
And I also want to say I appreciate the love that you're giving to the Cowboys, you know, for their winning streak that they're providing
right,
and giving
right.
them, you know, their due of, you know, they're playing ball and they're.
I bet on him. I bet on him this week in Indy too. If that makes you feel any better. So I gotta run. I'm really out of time. But Matt in Chicago. Matt.
All right. Hey.
There you go.
Hey, how's it going? It's
cool,
first time calling.
Cool.
I only get you guys on Saturdays. I'm usually stuck with Les Grobstein.
Right.
Yeah, but I just want to talk about Chicago Bears a little bit. Seeing how you guys were talking about the NFC a little bit with the Cowboys. How do you see the Bears shaking up?
I think they're a really good. I think they're a really good defensive football team. Offensively, I'm not going to go there. I think they can hold their own with anyone. I think their defense is, you know, the story. It's the reason they're in games. It's the reason they're going to win the division. It's the reason they're going to the playoffs. They're going to hang their hat on that as far as it can take them. I think they'll run into trouble on the road as Trubisky will get beaten in the playoffs on the road. If all the games were on, you know, Lake Michigan freezing cold Soldier Field and they could, you know, relive 85 again with that defense, I'm sure they'd go further. I'm not buying them as much Carver High on the road in the playoffs as I would if they were playing at home.
I'm not either.
All right, so I think that sums it up, doesn't it? We've got everything in. We did basically all the bowl games that matter. Carver High, you didn't tell me who you like in that Georgia-Texas game.
I think that Georgia's going to absolutely smoke them.
Absolutely smoke them.
Smoke them.
And then any of the other ones, is there the Kentucky-Penn State?
I think that Kentucky's going to win.
And Wisconsin-Ohio State, Buckeyes big?
The Washington? I think Ohio State's going to destroy
Washington.
So
you think Alabama wins and Notre Dame, and it's Alabama-Notre Dame for the national championship?
I'm hoping that it's that.
All right. So I'm going to have Pharrell and the Bets. It'll be out tomorrow, episode 95, Sunday, episode 96. I'll be doing it all next week, Tuesday through Sunday. And then the following week, Tuesday through Sunday, the show runs Tuesday to Sundays, obviously. So check out Pharrell and the Bets. Subscribe free and follow me on at On the Bets, WWO. Also follow at ILC Podcast. The show will go on for On the Bench every day while I'm gone. I'm out again. I'll be back January 1st. And don't forget to listen to Mafia Do It on Christmas night at 8 p.m. Eastern on Christmas night. Mafia's hosting the show. I hope everybody has a fantastic Christmas and an incredible New Year. Safe travels with your family and friends. I love you guys so much. You have no idea. I adore the fans of CBS Sports Radio and Pharrell on the Bench. Happy New Year, everybody, and Merry Christmas. Good night from New York.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.